Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Arterius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
Yes, 97504.
97504, thank you. And I ask your name?
Kathy Insel.
Kathy. All right, I have found your account. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
1913 Hillcrest Road, Medford, Oregon, 97504.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Give me one second. I'm trying to get your account pulled up now. All right. This is due to the contest entry, Miss Kathy. This is due to the contest entry where you entered in for that Dyson. And what came along with that was a meal plan app that came through to your email. And it focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar and carb cravings.
What is $59.89 charge on my account is what I'm calling about.
It's for a meal plan app that came through to your email.
I did not sign up for that, and I have no desire to sign up for that.
Very well. So you're saying even if I could have got you $25 taken off of it?
No.
All right.
I don't like things appearing on my credit card without me authorizing it.
All right. Everything was stated in the terms and conditions, ma'am. Give me one second. I'm canceling you out now. Would you like this cancellation code, Miss Kathy?
The cancellation code, sure.
All right. It's C as in Charlie 920-752-471.
Okay, that's C 920-752-471.
That's correct. I want to let
you
know.
And mm-hmm. Am I going to be refunded my $56.89?
That I was just about to tell you with these accounts and how they're refunded. They're refunded with how short and long one has had the account. And actually, you're a month and some days over that refund time. So I can just make sure you're canceled out, Ms. Kathy.
I didn't even sign up for this. What is going on?
It's a contest entry where you entered in for that Dyson. You actually enrolled last month.
And you know what? I was in no way expecting to be charged for that. I regret that I ever did it. And I want that $59.89 removed.
If there was anything I could do with the charge, ma'am, I would. But due to...
Well, you better, because I'm going to sue the company if you don't take it off right now.
Very well. Give me one second. I'll play trying to brief hold. Speak with my supervisor, ma'am. Give me one second, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. No problem. I thank you also. All right, ma'am. I was able to get you a 50% refund on that $59.89. I can have it in your account in 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
I want the full refund.
So, All right. Thank you. Give me 1 second. So you're saying even if I can get you up to a 50%, I mean a 75% refund, you will be unsatisfied?
I will, most definitely. In fact, I'm kind of irritated.
All right. I'm going to re-enter your cancellation and see if I can get that change for you, ma'am. Give me 1 second, please. All right, ma'am, I thank you for your patience. Give me 1 second, please.
All right.
All right, ma'am. We were able to get you fully refunded that $59.89. It generated your cancellation code. Give me 1 second. I provide that to you, and we'll be done. I apologize about the inconvenience, Miss Kathy. Yes, ma'am. With your cancellation code, have I given it to you yet?
You did give me the cancellation code.
All right. That $59.89 was fully refunded, and I get this information sent to your email. If you got that cancellation code.
Yes.
And that 1913 Hillcrest Road, that's your address?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. We got you fully refunded, ma'am. And now I get this information sent to your email.
All right, great. Thank you.
All right. Yes, ma'am. You have a good night, ma'am. I thank you for calling customer support. Well, good afternoon. I'm sorry.
You take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Good day.